We've seen a lot of numbers of cases and deaths all related to the COVID-19 pandemic. With those rising number of deaths due to COVID-19, funeral homes have been very busy. Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rao says it's required some changes in how they operate.
In the last 6 to 8 weeks, the number of COVID deaths has increased quite a bit in relation to what we experienced originally on the onset of the initial lockdown and the early pandemic response.
That's Jeff Jacoby, one of the owners of Schrader Funeral Homes. It's located in three locations, Cheyenne, Casper, and Rollins. I wasn't really familiar with the concept of funeral homes. This story gave me the opportunity to delve into the process and systems that funeral homes have in place. However, a lot of things have changed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Jacoby says that during the beginning of the pandemic, he saw a small increase in the number of services requested related to COVID-19. But that's changed in the past month, as cases and fatalities related to COVID have grown. So his business has had to implement a lot of changes in the way they deal with services and customers.
As we've gone forward, we've learned to deal with COVID-19 in regards to arranging services. One of the ways we've done that is through live streaming our funeral and memorial services. And that's been very, very helpful because it's given families an opportunity to gather, sometimes remotely, but still gather together as a family while still including friends and loved ones who are far away that want to be part of celebrating that person's life. So live streaming, that technology has played an important role for us as a funeral home.
For traditional services that involve viewings and visitations, they've limited the seating capacity. Depending on the number of people, attendees would have to sit in every other row who are not family members. For the staff and employees working at Jacoby's funeral homes, procedures for cleaning were issued immediately. Staff had to stay informed and updated at all times on the latest developments of COVID-19 and make sure that everyone always has their PPEs.
We cut our staff in half and we divided our staff to where we created a schedule at our two larger locations, one in Casper near Cheyenne, where we divided our teams. So we were exposing our staff half the time. We're making sure that people that enter the funeral home are wearing their mask, our staff members wear their mask, trying to make sure that our staff remains healthy. We provide them all the necessary tools and protection that we possibly can.
These new changes and implementations also apply to Valley Mortuary, a funeral home in Jackson. Tyson Clemens is the funeral director there.
With COVID-19, almost everything has changed. Everybody's wearing a mask. It makes it hard to understand. Just like in everyday living, we are having to go through the same trials as everybody else.
They're also utilizing technology for services, limiting the number of attendees during a service, and taking the important necessary procedures for staff and employees to stay safe. There's another thing Clemens noticed.
The number of cremations has increased just because it's easier for families to put a service off. And when I say that, it's easier that we can go ahead and do the cremation now. And then in the summer, when things hopefully slow down as far as COVID transmission, they can get together in the summer and have services then.
Clemens says it's been difficult not to interact with families who are mourning.
Funeral directors, we all want to help. We all want to try to take care of somebody the best way possible. And we're not able to do that because of what's going on.
Back in Cheyenne, Jeff Jacoby, who is one of the owners of Schrader Funeral Homes, says it's been a trying year for everyone, but is hopeful for the future.
Because I know for a fact that this will end in time. Some sense of normalcy, whatever that might be, is something that we all look forward to.
For Tyson Clemens, he thinks it might still get worse before it gets better, but it will get better. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Nina Rao.